what we're headed for is going to be 2008 on call them negative steroids. I mean, this is going to be so much worse. And I don't believe there's going to be bailouts. I mean, the FDIC had told us back in what, 2014, 15, that going forward there would be bail-ins. And that fits right into what David Rogers Webb has written regarding the great taking. I urge everyone to read the great taking. It is not speculation. These laws are on the books. And what basically the laws have written is that if your bank goes down, or if your broker goes down, or if your insurance company goes down, your what you believe is a deposit, or your stocks, or your account with the insurance company, those are for your benefit, but the true ownership is by the institution. And if that institution goes down, your assets are going to be gone. And they're going to do that on a mass scale. So it differs from 2008 in a couple ways. One, this is way, way, way bigger than 2008. And in 2008, there were bailouts. This time around, there's going to be bail-ins. And it's going to be the customer who saves the system but gets destroyed personally, financially.
So, just so everyone understands, when you say bail in, I think what you're saying is that they're going to take your assets, your currency, whatever you have in the bank, to save the bank.
Right. They'll take your bank account. You are no longer a depositor. You are a creditor. And in fact, you are the most junior of all creditors. So everything has to get paid off before you get any money back. Your broker, your stocks are held in street name. And what that means is street name is the name of your broker. They're not in your name. If you have stocks, you should contact your broker, tell them to send the shares to a direct register. Once the transfer agent has those shares, tell the transfer agent, I want my certificate. If you have a certificate in hand, that is proof positive of your ownership. You directly own it. There's no one in between you and the ownership of whatever company you own. The way it stands, if you have an account with a broker, your broker owns those shares. If they run into trouble, those shares are going to be used to bail out your broker. So basically, I talked about it. Jim Sinclair talked about it for years. You need to get out of the system because the system is going to gobble up your assets.
And what about, I mean, the FDIC covers, I mean, if you have a bank account, they're doing a bail-in and you have, currency in the bank. I mean, people are going to say, well, I have the FDIC, they're going to cover my $100,000 that's in the bank. I don't have to
Good
worry about
luck.
that.
Good luck. I mean, FDIC, all you'd need is one big bank to go down, and they don't have enough. I mean, that wipes out the entire fund. I think it's $125 billion. That's completely pissing into the wind. Don't depend on FDIC. No one is going to protect you except for you. You need to protect yourself. You need to keep low balances in banks. Your savings should be in gold and silver. You need to get your stock certificates. You need to get out of the system and have as few entities between you and your money as possible, if any. Like if you hold an ounce of gold, or you hold a stock certificate. It's in your hand. It's yours. But within a bank or with a broker or an insurance company, you have that company between you and your money. And if that company goes down, you've lost it.